Hello, good afternoon, everybody. I'm sitting in my living room at the moment. There's kids upstairs playing Minecraft, so I've been kind of kicked off the computers, which is okay. They can play a little bit of Hypixel sort of games for a while, and then I'm going to kick them off myself and get back on there. I've got some interesting projects on the go regarding Minecraft and doing other bits and pieces too. So I just want to kind of, I'm trying to do a sort of a daily blog or a, you know, at least a weekly blog. Again, using Audioboo, for me, I think it's easier to kind of actually just talk into a little machine rather than type into it. So one of the things that's going on for me at the moment is that I'm involved in making robots, so I'm going to be making some robots in the near future. And of course, I want to kind of put a little Minecraft spin on that. So I think I'm going to be doing a workshop, which is just kind of me making robots with Raspberry Pis, which is all well and good. But one of the things that has kind of inspired me, and I've been experimenting also with PocketMine, which is the kind of modded, if you want to host a Minecraft Pocket Edition server on a PC or on an actual server, you can through PocketMine. Now, you can also host that server on a Raspberry Pi, and this has got me thinking about what opportunities might benefit. So one of my ideas is I want to basically create a robot that you can control through an iPad playing Minecraft. So here's the idea, here's the concept. So what we're going to do is we're going to create a Minecraft world on a Raspberry Pi that's connected to some Python script, or kind of maybe we've written a PHP filter that will output some signals on the actual Raspberry Pi. The Raspberry Pi will actually motorize some little motors and allow you to kind of move some object forward, little robot. So my idea is to have a Raspberry Pi powered inside a robot that's also got a kind of a LAN router on, so it's kind of a local world to that robot. People can then connect using their Minecraft Pocket Edition devices, and you will be able to we'll build a little platform within the world that if you stand in certain areas, we can actually get position data and output that position data to the Raspberry Pi, allowing us through something like a Pibrella or some sort of Arduino kind of hack that we can kind of hack into the Raspberry Pi with. And that will drive the robot around the room. So it's a standalone world that you can access via your Minecraft Pocket Edition and drive this robot by moving about within a world. And that's the kind of idea anyway. So that's kind of what I've got going on at the moment. Theoretically, where I've got with it is that I've got the kind of making it output a signal within world. I've got that far with it. So what I haven't got too far with is the motors and kind of soldering, which I'm not very good at, and kind of making an actual robot. So and one of the robot ideas I've got is kind of maybe a kind of a Minecraft world or a kind of a Steve head or something like that. I don't know yet. So that's the kind of thing. I think it'd be quite cute, quite interesting. And maybe some of the other ideas we've got is that kind of like maybe a crowdsourced robot hack. So depending on where lots of players are in the world, the robot will move towards the kind of average area of where that is. So we might make it a kind of a global world positioning thing as well. So there's lots of really cool kind of mathematical stuff that kind of peel out of a project like this. A kind of really cool kind of ways of exploring code and ways of young people getting involved. And of course, it involves two of my favorite things: robots and Minecraft at the same time, and kind of like a kind of inception kind of style, because you're kind of controlling a robot from within a world that's actually within a robot itself. So it ticks all my science fiction boxes very, very well. So if anybody else is out there kind of thinks, oh, it's kind of an interesting little thing and it can help me with soldering, please get in touch, because I'd love your help. If you're northern, or if you're near Cumbria or stuff like that, do get in touch as well. It'd be really, really cool to speak to other people and to get some assistance with this, just to get it off the ground and into people's hands. So until next time, thanks very much for listening to me on my Audioboo, and I'll see you later. Bye-bye.